Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
It is a TV theme song Thursday. We got Eric Carroll, former Major League Baseball veteran, now a Fox MLB analyst, coming up in a moment. And right now, it is Interception City on Thursday Night Football in Seattle. So first, Rob,
did you see the boy, pick?
Yeah, Matthew
you
Stafford.
You already know.
Yep, throws a pick in the end zone, second and eight. Just a bad pass.
Just a bad pass, Chris. They said that on the game. They thought he was trying to throw it out of bounds. Throw it in the stands. Why are you throwing it in the end zone? I don't get that.
If
throw
he
it in
has
the
a
stands.
Bad game tonight, Rob, it's going to be interesting to see the reaction in L.A. because – you've said it many times. Look, Goff, we know he had his limitations and this and that. But they did have success. They didn't have the ultimate success with him.
Right, they didn't win the Super Bowl, but they got there, right.
Right, right. And so, you know, we'll see what Stafford's made of. I think this is really testing him. And he's not used to playing meaningful games, Rob.
This is what I'm saying, Chris, and here we go. And this would be like 3 weeks in a row. We know they beat Tampa, give him credit, played well.
Right.
Lost last week. If they lose this game, then you start to look and go. They started 3-0, but they played two division games against, right?
You'd be 0-2 in the division. And
right.
That's not a good look at all. So,
it's a big game.
Yep. And he's not used to playing in big games, Rob. He's not used to having expectations. He's not used to being in the spotlight. Not saying he's never done it, because they made the playoffs a few times.
Right, right. He was 0-3 with the Lions in the playoffs, so they made it a couple times.
But he's not – he is getting – like, every game is a big-time game now when you're with the L.A. Rams and their Super Bowl aspirations, legitimate Super Bowl aspirations. So it is definitely something to watch. Now, Russell Wilson just threw a pick.
On a deflect, right?
It was a deflected ball, yeah.
But it's still a pick. He just gave it up
Ramsey
after they just got it back.
And then, yep, so they got good position here near midfield, I believe. So we will see if Stafford can get them in the end zone. But, Rob, as we said earlier, the NBA season is upon us, starting in a few weeks. They're already playing exhibition games.
Well, Chris, and, real quick, what about that big scandal? Did you fraud?
There's some interesting names in there, man.
One of our guys, Tony Allen, and his wife were named in that. Did you see that?
Yep. And the thing is, and look, we'll see. You know how it all plays out, but dudes made money. These are dudes, Rob, that are recent players who made millions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you shouldn't need to.
They didn't play in the 70s, Chris, when people weren't making, you know, the money. No, they were making big money. And it didn't mean you have to make $18 million to call it big money. The average people in this country are making, what is it, 40 and 40 or 50,000, but probably 40-something thousand. Think about that, Chris.
The minimum. The average salary. Right. The minimum in the NBA is like $1 million. And the mid-level is $5-6 million. So, you know, come on. I'm sorry. Like, again, no excuse even if you don't have money. But, dudes, and we'll see, like I said, let it play out. We'll see if they're guilty and all that. But it don't look good right now. That's for darn sure. And it's just, it's unfortunate, man, and it's sad. So, let's stick with that, though, with the NBA. And, Rob, speaking of sad, Trevor Ariza, one of the pickups for the Lakers, just had ankle surgery, and now he is going to be out for 2 months, and then he'll be reevaluated. And, you know, Trevor Ariza's 36. And here's the thing, Rob. I mean, I thought Trevor was an important signing for them.
Chris, he was supposed to be the starting small forward. Like, that's what they had him on the lineup chart, right, like, as a starting small forward. So it wasn't like he was
– I mean, it was going to be interesting to see how they started. You know, they got so many – like, it's almost like they're going to play positionless basketball.
Right,
you know,
but that was
mean?
The word, is that he was going to
he was certainly in the running, right. And so think about that. Now he's out, and you think this could be a sign of things to come?
I just think, and I know it could happen to anybody. It could happen to a younger player on a different team. But when you put together a team, an older team, Chris – the whole conversation is about what? It's about, can they stay healthy? They already, LeBron's been hurt 2 of the 3 years, right? We talked about that in LA. Anthony Davis, other than the COVID year, Chris, when they had 3 or 4 months off, he's been hurt every year.
And he ain't even old. But
he
still,
ain't old. He just gets hurt.
He's a young guy.
Right. So you start to look at that, and then some of these other guys are older. Carmelo Anthony and Dwight Howard and Ariza, and you see Ariza going down. He's down for 8 weeks, and that's before he's even evaluated.
DeAndre Jordan, LeBron.
Right. I mean, it's
Wesley
just,
Matthews is no spring chicken.
Chris, they're the golden guys. I mean, that's what we got to call they're the golden guys. So
the purple and golden guys.
Right, the purple and golden guys. That's perfect. But this is going to be interesting to see. And I know if you're a Laker fan, Chris, are you saying, here we go. Is this a sign of things to come? You know, like you start to feel like, and this is why I can't pick the Lakers to win a championship. Just like I couldn't going into this. Remember last year going into the postseason?
Right.
What did I say? Too many things have to go right for them to win. And that's how I feel about this team, the way it's put together. Not that they're not talented. And, Chris, you know what? Maybe they stay healthy. And maybe this is just the only one injury of the year, and they get together and they play well and all that. Maybe. But the way the league goes and all the injuries we saw a year ago with way younger players, I can't believe that this team will stay intact long enough to be that team that they hope it to be. I think it's a wish and a dream and a hope and a prayer. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I first of all, I don't think Laker fans are panicking yet. I don't think they're saying, okay, this is a sign of things to come. You know, Trevor going down, it's Melo next, then it's LeBron, then it's Rondo, and so on and so forth. I don't think they're there yet, nor should they be. But it's a legitimate concern. I mean, it's a reason guys don't play into their 40s in the NBA, right? It's a reason guys don't play into their late 30s for the most part in the NBA. Or if they're playing at that stage, other than like LeBron, they're role players. You know, they play a few minutes a night. They play 15, 20 minutes a night. The Lakers are counting on a lot of those guys to give them bigger minutes and have bigger roles. So it is something to watch for. The thing is this, Rob, and this is one of the things that's working in the Lakers' favor. Who's the world beater out west? Clippers, without Kawhi, they're not reaching the finals. Phoenix, okay, maybe. You know, Chris Paul's older. Chris Paul was healthy. Now, I know he's gone vegan, so will he stay healthy? Maybe. That seems to have helped him out. But he's an older player. And he even had some issues in the playoffs, you know, with some injuries. Denver, Portland, Dallas, I think, will be pretty good. But still, they're not full of superstars. They got one. You know, the Utah. So right, Golden State, let's see what they are. You know, I'm saying? Like, there's just no.
I got that, but here's my pushback to you. What you're saying makes total sense. But as we saw last year, Chris, as soon as Anthony Davis got hurt, the Lakers became, they're in control of the series up 2-1 to being run out of the building. And that's the problem with the Lakers. I hear you.
Oh, no.
If LeBron gets hurt or AD gets hurt, can Phoenix beat them? Yes. Can Utah beat them? Possibly. Can the Clippers beat them? Possibly. If one of those guys aren't there.
They could beat them if one of those guys is
not. Right, and that's the problem with the Clippers. I mean, with the Lakers is that.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm agreeing with they got problems.
Right.
But everybody's got problems.
No, I agree.
Some of the teams just aren't talented enough. The Lakers are old and the injury's going to be. But we can go to the East and say the same thing. Philly's a mess.
I agree.
Brooklyn, what the heck is going on in Brooklyn? You know? And Milwaukee is, you know, maybe they're primed. I'll be honest, Rob. I would love to see. I'm not rooting for them and I'm not picking them right now. But if Milwaukee became, like, dominant. You know what I mean? Like, I think that'd be good for the game. I do think, and I've said it on this air before, that I didn't really think Giannis could be the face of the league. He can be. You see him more of his personality. He's funny. He's jovial. Like, you know, I think he could be the face of the league if he's that dominant. Now, he's got to be that dominant.
Yeah,
of
no.
Course. But
you know,
they're a team winning is what it's going to be about. What's going to determine the face of the league, right?
Absolutely. It does come down to that. You can take over something, Chris, if you win and you're dominant and people, they can overlook a lot of that stuff. This dude wins. My God, look at what he did, you know, and look at where Milwaukee, of all places,
right,
how did they
right.
win a championship?
He's got a lot more personality than Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not talking about
that type of situation. What was that Instagram? Remember when
he
went
and ordered wherever he was?
Yeah, whatever that he ordered the food or whatever. Like, what was
no,
it?
No, I like him. I don't think you can help but like the guy. You know what I mean?
That was funny. Oh, yeah. I don't see how anybody could dislike him. You might not like him if he beat your team, but
right.
you can't dislike him like he's a bad guy.
Right.
That you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in. Is the Trevor Ariza injury a sign of things to come for the purple and golden guy Lakers? Your turn to weigh in as we continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chris, you remember this?
Yep. Wild Wild West. This was definitely one of my favorite
James
shows.
West, right? That was the character's name, James West, wasn't it?
Robert Conrad was the guy.
And,
was the star.
And what was crazy, Chris, was it was the Western days, but they were federal agents for the government. I don't know back then if they weren't FBI or CIA, but they were federal agents.
Right, right. Well, and remember, at that time, I mean, now it looks cheesy, but they were like, it was almost like some science fiction going on in that show. Remember, they gadgets and all types of
stuff. It was always gadgets, and the little person was always, you know, they always had the little guy in there. He was always some scientist, right, or something. Right.
It was great. I used to love that show.
The Wild Wild West,
I used to love that show. And, Robert Conrad, James West. All right, we're the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a TV theme song Thursday. We're also brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, and competition, it is always on. Whoever you root for, whatever sport you love to watch, the biggest names are even bigger in Vegas. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. The injury to Trevor Ariza, ankle injury that'll have him out for at least 2 months. Is it a sign of things to come for the Lakers who, they're old. It's not a narrative.
They're the oldest team
it's
in the league, period.
Yeah,
right.
It's just a fact.
Let's kick it off, Chris, with Dave in Spokane, Washington. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, how you guys doing, man? Good to be on.
Doing great.
No, man, this is the way it's playing out now in the NBA. You got to have all these guys healthy. Man, you're looking at how it goes down at the end of the season. It's a race for all of them. And, man, when you get an old team like this, man, I got total respect for what LeBron's done. I mean, unbelievable. But at some point, you got to have the strength of the team there. You start out this way, it's just an indication of where you're going.
All right. We'll see.
You hate that you start with the injury bug. I don't care what team you are. It just kind of like throws you from the beginning. Zach in Oklahoma, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Zach?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, great. Absolutely great.
Good. Thanks for helping me drive home tonight. Listening to what you're saying here in the conversation, I'm probably a casual NBA fan by most standards, but you know, to suggest it's a sign of things to come, I think there's an optimism to say there's a sign of things to come. You look at this team, look at the age, look at the miles on the tire. I would argue it's probably much more likely just the beginning versus a sign. These guys are old. They've been great, but man, that much age, that long of a season, I don't think it's a sign. I think it's just the beginning.
Yeah, I got you. The beginning of the end, like the beginning of what we will see. And Chris, you know, we could see more injuries. We hope we don't, because I'd love to see the teams at full strength, but who knows? How about Ennis in Corona? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Great. So, you?
Doing great, man. East Coast guy living on the West Coast. Nothing better.
No doubt.
So I do think that as long as LeBron and Anthony Davis are healthy, I don't think they're going to have much trouble in the West at all. But the problem last year was when LeBron got hurt, Anthony Davis had to play as the only star player on the team. Whereas this year, I think Westbrook can kind of spell if AD goes down or LeBron takes some nights off. Westbrook can spell them, you know, in those regular season games. And I really think for the Lakers, they just need Anthony Davis and LeBron to be healthy at the playoffs. Because out West, honestly, unless Kawhi comes back full strength, I don't really see a threat to anyone out West. I mean, the Suns were the buffoons, the biggest frauds of all time. Like they,
I told you,
know,
their run was Fugazi. I told you that, didn't I?
Forget about it. It's a Brooklyn
forget
guy.
About
forget
it. It was
about
Fugazi.
It.
You know that.
Fugazi. Man. No, they got gabagool. They don't have real. They don't even eat real pork. They eat gabagool. It's fake.
That's right.
I agree with him. I mean, the key is a healthy Anthony Davis and LeBron. I don't think LeBron and Westbrook win the West. I don't think Westbrook and AD win the West. Although, like I said, it is a little lighter than usual.
Right.
But it's got to be AD and LeBron.
All right. How about Joseph in Indiana? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joseph?
Much. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Buddy. How are you?
Not bad. It's been a while.
Yeah, man. Where you been?
You doing okay?
Just been busy with work, starting a new diet, and studying for a certification to help me further my career field.
Well, all life right, sounds well, good, though. Great. Diet, that's new great. Job, certification. Very good, Joseph. What you got?
I'm going to say it. This is not sorry. This is basically the end of the LeBron James era for the NBA, because they're like that car that puts too many miles on it and eventually breaks down. You saw LeBron James break down. This team's all past their prime.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. Hard to argue with our man, Joseph.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're going to welcome in our next guest. He's a former MLB veteran, now a Fox MLB analyst, Eric Karros. Eric, welcome to Eric. The Odd Couple.
Gentlemen, what's happening? Hope all is well.
Man, great to have you on. I just want to jump in real fast with last night and Chris Taylor. And Chris and I talked about how special, you know, a walk-off home run in the postseason. Can you just tell us what that's all about and how great that is? It has to be for a player. And when you talk about the Dodgers, only four players have ever done that in the long history of that franchise.
Yeah, you know, I thought I read something that there were only four walk-offs or five walk-offs in home runs in postseason history that decided the series or the game, not necessarily the game, but, you know, the moving on to the next
right.
one. And so if you're one of five, like Chris Taylor, I mean, being in a position like that, you know, look, I don't know that he will understand the magnitude of that maybe, you know, 15, 20 years down the road when, you know, they introduce him and he's come back to visit at Dodger Stadium or he's, you know, walking the street somewhere, you know, somebody will remember, hey, you know what, I remember that home run you hit. So, you know, look, he's placed himself in a, you know, in a special arena and, you know, he's going to live in infamy and that home run is huge, all those sorts of things. I think specifically also for him, you know, this guy was an all-star the first half of the season, was arguably the Dodgers MVP, and then just has really struggled. And, you know, for him, you know, to come through, and it's, look, I go down the long road of, you know, baseball. I will argue to no end that it's the most mentally taxing sport there is. And when you can get some confidence, you know, it can do wonders for you.
Well, it set up a terrific NLDS. How do you see this series between the Giants and the Dodgers playing out?
Man, there's so many different storylines. You go back to the rivalry, back to the New York days. You can talk about as recent, Farhan Saidi, who's running the Giants now. You know, he helped put the Dodgers where they are right now. Gabe Kapler, the manager of the Dodgers. I mean, a lot of people thought that he would get the job here in L.A. Dave Roberts ended up getting it. So you have those. And the fact one team won 107, another 106. For me, it's how good is the Giants starting pitching going to be? And, are guys like Bellinger and Chris Taylor, who had the home run last night, can they carry that success they had yesterday, each of them in that game, into a series? Because they haven't played the way they would have wanted, Bellinger the whole year, Taylor lately. I will say this. The Giants could care less about the Dodgers as far as, it's the big bad Dodgers and, they're right. A loaded team. There's no in awe of anybody. And, look at, they feel they're better.
And here's the other part. I remember one of my NBA friends was saying this, that they never got to see Kobe and LeBron, play in the championship. Yep. But we've never seen the Dodgers and the Giants in a postseason playoff series here. And this is what is so intriguing because of the rivalry and the hatred between the fans. And for a long time, the Giants won those three World Series. The Dodgers had that long drought, Eric, until last year when they finally won after, 31 years or whatever it was. So there's a lot of history with this, too, in these two franchises.
Yeah, I mean, you can go back to the Brooklyn days and when the Dodgers were there and the New York Giants and Bobby Thompson hitting it's called the shot.
We played that.
World.
We played that earlier today.
Did you? Yeah. The Giants win the pennant. Yeah. No, it's you can go back to, the Giants knocking the Dodgers out in 91 on the second to last day of the season, or the Dodgers knocking the Giants out, after the Giants won 103 games in 1993 and don't get to go to the postseason. There was no wild card then. So there hasn't been a playoff series, there's been some games that basically, meant that, you're going on or you're not going on. And so this, I mean, for me, I think it's great for baseball. You're going to get five games, so that creates more of an urgency as compared to a seven-game series. You have Giants, Dodgers. You've got so many storylines. I can't wait for it. For baseball, it's going to be unreal.
Eric, let's go to the other wild card, and that was, of course, the Red Sox beating the Yankees.
Yep.
Yankees haven't, won a World Series since 2009. Obviously, they've had some good regular seasons. There's some school of thought, they're heavy analytics. There's some school of thought that, the analytics is great for a 162-game season. But when you get to the postseason, you shouldn't rely on it as much, and it's just not as reliable in the playoffs. What do you think about that line of thinking? And where are you at on that?
Well, no question it's a shorter series, so you don't have that, as you mentioned, the 162-game season. And I'd go, if you want an example where, it's a combination of analytics and feel and what your eyes are seeing. If you go back to the game last night, Dodgers and Cardinals, there isn't one person watching that game or walking this earth that would have said, I think this is a good time to take Max Scherzer out of the game after he just struck out a hitter.
Right.
There's not one. And if anybody tells you that, I was thinking the same thing. Right. They're full of you-know-what.
Yep,
right?
Yep, yep.
Dave Roberts is like, look, what I'm seeing is I'm not seeing a slider that's good. I'm seeing a guy that's thrown 90 pitches. I'm seeing, like, I'm making a move. I said it earlier. That was a Hall of Fame move. That was a Hall of Fame move. That was a, for lack of a better phrase, that was some serious balls.
No,
that's what that was, dude. That's what that was.
Yeah. And you saw Scherzer where he gave him the hand.
Give him a handshake, like,
right.
Yeah, I got the glass guy out. Okay, let's talk about what we're doing here. No, dude, you're out.
And let me ask you about this now. Last the two wild card games, and Chris and I talked about this. You know how one game and you're done. The Yankee fans aren't happy about it. You know, you play and you're out. And the Dodger fans would have been their panties in a bunch had they lost one game. But the ratings for the games, the Red Sox Yankee was the most watched MLB game on ESPN since 1998. And in Boston, it received, you ready for the ratings? A 19.8 rating in Boston. And then last night's game, the Dodgers and Cardinals, also did big numbers. So if you're Major League Baseball and you're their TV partners, the wild card game isn't going anywhere. Am I right?
No, so I think maybe you make it into a three-game series where you include more teams. You got to include more teams. Like, you do something maybe that you did last year with, you know, the abbreviated season. But because here's the thing. What you're going to do is – you play, I mean, the baseball season's so long, and 162 to come down to one game. And one game for me, and again, I'm biased, but on any given night, you know, anybody can win. Where, like, football, look, at 9 out of 10 times, the good team, you know, the better team's going to win. You know, it's the basketball, the same sort of thing. You could have a bad shooting night. But baseball, an umpire, instead of the count going, 2-0, he, calls this pitch a strike and it's 1-1 and it was off the plate. That could change the whole complexion of a game. A ball hits off the third base. A guy makes an error. It's just like there's so many stupid little things that to have it, you play 162 and then it comes down to one game. I get the TV ratings, and as a fan, I love it, right? I love it. But I know if I were playing, I'd be like, we got to change something, man.
So you like
we
to see?
Change
it.
So you
we like were to talking see two about out of that three. Before. Two out of three. Every game you play in the regular season is a series,
right? I do two out of three. I think two out of three. That's some serious. That's some urgency too, right?
Right.
That's emergency.
Right.
Yeah, you not know? Four out of seven or anything like
no,
that.
No. Two out of three, and you know. That's what I'd say.
So you said also maybe expanded. How many teams would you like to see in?
I think what were there? I think there were 14 last year.
16,
or something.
Wasn't it 16?
No, last year last was 16. Year? Yeah, they had it was.
16, there were 16. Like, more than half the teams made it.
Yeah, more than half the team. They did like the NBA and the NHL. Where 16 teams.
I don't know. Like I mean, maybe. I don't mind that because in that just the end. But what you do
playoffs
is if you
playoffs is the best time of the year.
It is the best time of the year, and then you know what? That makes September great. That makes but what you have to do though is you have to reward the teams that have the best record. Like they get a bye or they get more. Maybe they get more home games or they get some sort of. You have to put the other teams at a disadvantage.
Right.
If you're going to have
it
that
might
many
be
teams.
Two out of three, but all three games are at the best team.
Right.
Home, what I mean, like something like that.
Some way to reward the good teams, and so the regular season means something, right?
Eric, great stuff, man. We appreciate
it. Sir.
Thanks a
Thank
lot.
You.
All right, anytime, guys. Thanks a lot. Be well.
Yep. All right, you too. All right, more of the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming your way. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up another TV theme song Thursday, live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. All right, Rob, let's end it off with some NFL and just an update. It's halftime between the Rams and the Seahawks in Seattle. Seahawks up 7-3. Now,
should
they had
have
a
been
chance.
10.
Yeah, or if not 14.
He had a
touchdown and nullified
and that got
by
called back. Yep. And then he misses a 35-yard field goal. I mean, you've got to make the 35 yards, Chris.
Yeah, they had a chance to take a commanding lead and go into halftime with the momentum.
And neither one
and now
happened.
They have neither. Right. So that could be a turning point for sure. But let's stick with the NFL and go to Cleveland. Baker Mayfield coming off one of his worst games in his career, Rob, 45% completions, missed Odell Beckham Jr. on a few open
passes that could have been big gains, if not touchdowns. Right. And Baker Mayfield, Rob's got two touchdowns this whole year,
which is crazy.
Two with all those weapons, two passing touchdowns, two interceptions. And the latest is that he's playing with a partially torn labrum in his shoulder. Now, it's not his throwing shoulder.
Right.
It's his left one. But still, obviously, that can be painful. So, you have a take on this about he better go get the loot. We've been saying that about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
But you're saying it about Baker.
It's always. I mean, you're going to go out there and play, right? And, you know, play injured. And not. Thank God it's not his throwing shoulder. So, it ain't the end of the world, but it's not the greatest scenario either. You know what I mean? That you got to go out there and labor. And you just talked about his stats. His stats are ugly. You know, are they going to get better as you're injured? I don't know. I mean, this doesn't sound good. I know I'm not trying to make it the end of the world. He can still play, but you want to be at your best, and you want an opportunity so that when you do get paid, you know, that you're healthy and you play and then they pay you, not you're coming off some injury or not playing up to par. So that's why the best thing you could do is try to get paid as soon as you can, because you, in that sport, you just don't know.
Yeah, I think the thing is this. I don't think they're ready to pay him.
No, obviously you know, not. They wanted to see more, right?
Right. Like, I think Lamar Jackson, and I do think somebody who cares about Lamar Jackson needs to get in his ear and be like, dude, let's get this thing done.
And he's playing well, Chris. So,
yeah,
so
there's no, he's
reason,
playing,
there's
yeah.
no reason that they shouldn't pay him. I'm
and
sorry.
And I think they're ready. I mean, I don't know where, if they don't want a certain number or what, but like you said, he's giving you no reason not to pay him.
No. And you saw some of the numbers that he's hitting now, right? And passing and stuff.
Yeah,
Chris.
He's actually throwing it a lot better.
Yes.
I mean, he's throwing it well. Yeah, and he's hitting guys. We were wondering, can he hit the receivers outside the numbers? He's been doing that. Had Hollywood Brown not dropped a few passes.
And Detroit, they would have won that game,
better.
Chris.
Right.
Well, they won it. I shouldn't say they won that
but
game.
But his numbers would be better. Yeah,
would
so
be way better, right.
I mean, we saw the report a few weeks ago that was just like he's just focused on the regular season and he's not thinking about his deal. I admire that, and he does seem like he's focused. But you got to – this game – no matter how elusive he is, no matter how much he may slide or not, he doesn't slide a lot, but you know what I mean? Like, no matter how great his ability to avoid the big hit is, you just never know in this game, especially when you run the way he does. And so he's got to get this thing done. Get your lawyer in there and hammer something out. As far as Baker, though, I don't think the Browns are ready to pay him. I wouldn't be. Now, I'm not moving on from him unless I can get a better quarterback, right? Which, you know, you don't often see. We just saw Stafford for Jared Goff. But, Rob, you know, you rarely see, like, a franchise quarterback traded for another one. You know, now, is there a chance that they could try to get – could they get Aaron Rodgers? You know, I mean, he and Mike Tomlin are throwing bouquets at one another, so maybe it ends up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's very interesting, isn't it?
Because
they're flirting.
If I'm Aaron Rodgers, Pittsburgh looks good. The Browns would look good. So if I were the Browns, I would definitely be willing to go out and try to get Aaron Rodgers before I sign Baker. But here's the thing about Baker, Rob. I think – if he continues, and I don't think he's elite. I think he's a good quarterback. He's above average quarterback, I think. But if he continues to just play okay or bad, God forbid, that contract extension that he's looking for could become a franchise tag. Mm. There's already people out there saying it makes more sense financially, if he's not Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Justin Herbert, even somebody like that, then you got him signed up next year for a low price. You picked up his fifth year option. You could franchise him the next year for like $30 million and the following year for like $35 million. It would get steep after that, but it allows you to build around him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I think that if he doesn't play better, then if I'm the Browns and I can't get Aaron Rodgers or some other better quarterback, I am looking at it like, you know what, we'll franchise it. And if he plays out of it, then we're willing to pay him if he shows us that he's great. You know what I'm saying? But that could end up happening for him.
Yeah, it is definitely murky water as we speak, especially since he's injured and he's not playing that great.
Right. I don't think you move on from him.
No, no.
To move, you know, unless you get a better guy, because he did lead you to the playoffs for the first time in 18 years, a win in the playoffs for the first time in 26 years. But so there's value there, but he's not elite. At least he hadn't shown that yet. So, all right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, signing off after a great TV theme song Thursday. Mike Harmon and Jason Smith are next. Keep it locked for those guys because they bring the heat. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.